Today's Mishnah in Masechet Machshirin is Perek Aleph, Mishnah Dalet. So, continuing on, these Machlokas and with Beit Shammai and Beit Hillel, we've been talking about what is considered to be Ki Yutan Dumya Dechi Yitin. So, in this case, remember we had already raised the issue, according to Beit Hillel, if you're shaking something in order to get the water out, the water that remained behind, even though it came from one part, maybe to another part, and even in a case where it lands on a different tree, or even if it lands on a different socha, a different branch of the same tree. So according to Beit Hillel, anything that didn't make it down, when you were shaking it, your machshava was never to be ochre it from one leaf to another leaf or from one tree to another tree. It was to get it down to the ground. And therefore, if that never happened, the fact that it is no longer in its natural, original place is not considered to be an actual tchilosei b'rotzei, and it will not be, in the end, machshir peres. How about, this is an interesting continuation of the same idea. You've got a bunch of wet veggies. Okay, so you got a bunch of carrots that are tied together. They're in a bunch and you're shaking it out because you don't want it to get moldy. So you shake out the water from the bunch of veggies. Some of the water doesn't go out of the bundle, but it falls on the carrots that are towards the bottom of the bundle, off of the carrots that were in the top of the bundle. Is that machshir the carrots at the bottom? Well, if you did that, you shook it to get rid of the water, and indeed you managed to shake the water, but you didn't shake it off of the entire bundle. Yardu mitzad ha'elyon litzad ha'tachton. Are the vegetables in the lower part considered to be moksha? Beit Shammai omrim, yes, it's b'chiyutan. This is completely consistent with the way Beit Shammai has explained this all along. And once you move the water from its initial makom, then it's considered to be tchilasei b'ratzei. So even though you didn't want the water there particularly, but it still is enough to be machshir, just like the case of the socha. You shook it and it landed on a different branch on the same tree. Beit Hillel amrin, einam b'chiyutan, because just because you wanted to get it off from where it was, you never did. And all you did is move it from one part to another part. So it really has not been moved to where you wanted it. And therefore, it's not considered to be ne'ekar, and it will not make something muksha. Said Beit Hillel to Beit Shammai, V'halo hano'er takelach. Let me ask you something. Suppose you have a single carrot, right? And carrots got different leaves. And it just moved from one leaf of this carrot to another leaf of this carrot. What would you say? I mean, are we really going to be choshish? Shema yatsu min alela ale? Would you hold that you shook something? No water came out at all. Now, according to you, I mean, you don't know that no water was transferred from one leaf of the carrot to another leaf of the carrot, right? You just were looking at the table and there was no water on the table. So are you going to tell me, according to your shita, that, look, the point is, I mean, you never know. If water then ultimately comes off of this carrot, I should be chayshish that maybe this is not the original leaf. I mean, even you, Beit Shammai, wouldn't be that crazy, would you? So why do you hold that if it goes from one veggie to another veggie, it's the same idea? I mean, what's the difference one leaf to another leaf or one veggie to another veggie in the same pile? I mean, it's just not consistent. Rula and Beit Shammai, because a kelach is echad. The point is we agree that the item has to be a different item. If the central item over here is the carrot, then the leaf of the carrot is not considered to be chasher. But if you've got an aguda of kelachim over here, the carrot remains an individual carrot inside the bundle. And therefore, each one is considered to be a different keach. And we hold that moving from one item to another item is enough to make it nekar and it's trivosai birotsa. Okay, says Beit Hillel, I got a question for you. Let's say somebody was carrying a sack of potatoes, right? And it falls off of him, lands in an adjacent river. Now, he drags it out, and he puts it on the side of the river, Netanoa Gava Nahar, and he's waiting for all the water to leak back out, and now he doesn't want it to rot, and he wants it to become dry. So now, shouldn't we be concerned that, well, a sack of potatoes got different potatoes, that's like different carrots, right? So were we going to worry that the water that was on top, they ended up coming down to the bottom, and therefore it makes sense that this water is going to be machshir? I mean, don't you admit that over there we look at the sack of potatoes as one thing that got wet? And if you're trying to get the water out of it, the water that comes out of it is certainly not going to be machshir. And if there's a little bit of water that's left inside, you agree that it's not machshir. Now, why is that different? Why is a potato different than a carrot? I'll tell you the case where I would agree with you. That's only one case. I would say, if you drop two packs of potatoes into the river, you drag one out, you put it on the side of the river for the water to leak out. Now you pull out the other one and you put it on top of this one. Now there I would agree with you. So then I would agree that atachton b'chiyutan, there the item is defined by the sack. So of course, if you weren't careful, as far as you are concerned, the water can leak out of sack one, go into sack B, then fine. If that's true, then enochinami. It would be machshir, but it would be machshir in the bottom sack. It wouldn't be machshir, the potatoes in this sack. Whereas Rabbi Yossi says, nach, why in the world would Beis Hillel be made in such a case? It's exactly the same thing, which is because it has the shame of a different item. Why should they be made to Beis Hillel's apparently nonsensical taina that that's it? One, this is one item, this is two items. Basically, Rabbi Yossi says, even it goes from one sack to the other sack, what is your intent? Your intent is to get the water out of both of these sacks. So how can you possibly say that he would be interested in moving the water out of the top sack into the bottom sack? All right, so maybe he didn't have room. I don't know why he put one on top of the other. But the fact that it clearly wants both of these sacks to get rid of their water means that the tachton, according to Beit Hillel, should also be tahor.